This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With Hurricane Ian now fully ashore in Florida, the power outages have started and will surely spread. To be clear, there's really no way to completely weatherproof an electricity grid. See also that winter storm in Texas a couple of years ago. But there are things utilities can do to make their grids more resilient. The catch, of course, is that the price tag for doing that is real high. So we asked Marketplace's Andy Euler to add up the costs and benefits.
First things first, completely weatherproofing the electricity grid from natural disasters is simply not possible.
You cannot protect everything from everything all of the time.
That's Scott Aronson at the Edison Electric Institute. He says utilities shouldn't necessarily be thinking about how to gold plate their power networks.
But if you can minimize the impact of that incident, if you can respond and recover or rebuild or restore after an incident, that's a form of resilience as well.
And Caitlin Bunker at the Rocky Mountain Institute says the use of that extreme weather buzzword resilience is actually fairly recent to her ears.
Prior to 2017, the word resilience very rarely came up.
Then Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico and left many without power for months. That's when utilities and governments started tossing that word around. But she says there's a problem with translating the idea of resilience into something tangible.
There's not necessarily ways to measure the benefit that that brings, so it's a little harder to quantify.
Now, we often talk of putting transmission lines underground as a way to make the grid stronger, but that's really expensive. And if you have a storm like Hurricane Ian with really strong winds and also lots of rain, putting those lines underground might not help. Peter Larson at the Berkeley Lab in the Department of Energy says, unfortunately, there's no one single fix here.
There's a lot of different environmental factors at play that change the strategy of how you make the grid more resilient.
And those eventually footing the bill to make that resilience happen? You guessed it, the ratepayers. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.